Rec center expansion will appear on the ballot as an advisory question in Skagway. And the filing period for municipal candidates in Haines and Skagway is open. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories and more are up next. Skagway residents will be asked to weigh in on whether they want to see a recreation center expansion. On Thursday, the Assembly agreed to hold an advisory vote on the October ballot. The Assembly wants to know three things from Skagway voters. Do you support funding of the recreation center expansion? Do you support funding of an expansion to include an aquatic wellness center? And do you support a 1% sales tax increase to fund the design, engineering, and expansion and retirement of general obligation bonds? The estimated cost will also be included with the ballot questions. Assemblymember Jay Burnham said the advisory vote will help the Assembly understand where the city stands.
That's pretty simple and straightforward, and I think that the people can decide whether or not they want it. And then we'll have direction and we can go from there.
Orion Hansen said voter input is important if the building expansion is going to continue to be an issue.
For us to continue to talk about this, either we put this on the ballot or we move on. And I think it's fair to let the public weigh in on it.
Dave Brenna said he also supports putting the question to the public.
But I think that there should be some form of estimate on how many years that this 1% will be in place in order to pay for either of these options. And then there should be sunsetting provision that takes that 1% sales tax back down automatically at the end of those periods.
So did Dan Henry.
You have a ballot issue. You have the ability to pay for it if, in fact, this is the route you want to go to pay for it. All the other things that we're talking about devoting our energy towards infrastructurally are things that we can deal with other funding sources, i.e. CPV monies and things like that.
Tim Cochran said while he doesn't disagree with putting the question to voters, he expressed some caution.
But I don't think the public realizes how long and how much it's going to cost. And 1% sales tax increase is not very favorable among a lot of the business people. I don't think people will realize how much it's going to cost to maintain.
Mayor Monica Carlson also wanted to caution the Assembly on a few things.
Even if we do get support funding for the engineering and we spend what we have in our budget, $1.4 million, we're going to commit to that $1.4 million, and then will it sit on the bookshelf or will we actually build something.
She also brought up the long-term costs of the facility.
But with the retirement of general obligation bonds, that doesn't take care of the maintenance and operation of the facility. And to think that that won't involve a mill rate increase or more property tax increase with the challenges that we have ahead in this community, we need to think long and hard.
An advisory vote nearly made it to the ballot this time last year, but in 2017, the Assembly voted it down. This time, the group voted unanimously. The municipality has conceptual designs for the project from 2016. As an advisory vote, this will only gauge whether residents support expansion and a tax to pay for it. In Haines, I'm Abby Collins. Candidate filing periods for the Haines and Skagway Borough elections are open. In Haines, 2 seats on the Borough Assembly and 3 seats on the Haines School Board are available. The terms for Haines Assembly members Sean Mady and Tresham Gregg expire in October of 2018. Mady intends to run for re-election. No word yet on whether Gregg will seek re-election. Seats held by Haines School Board members Michael Wald and Inez Gross will be on the ballot as well. Gross does not plan to run for re-election, but Wald says he will. School Board member Sarah Swinton is retiring, opening up a 3rd seat on the board. In Skagway, 2 seats on the Borough Assembly are up for election, as well as 2 seats on the Skagway School Board. Skagway School Board President John Hersher will seek re-election. To file in Haines, candidates must provide the borough clerk with a notarized declaration of candidacy, a nomination petition with at least 10 signatures, a 2017 financial disclosure statement, and a campaign disclosure report. Haines residents who are 18 years or older, registered voters in Alaska, and who have continuously resided within the borough for at least 1 year are eligible to run for election. In Skagway, candidates must file a declaration of candidacy and provide a public official financial disclosure to the clerk. Residents who are qualified to vote in Skagway borough elections may file to run for any office. Candidates must file by 5 p.m. on August 20th in Haines and by August 13th in Skagway. Representative Don Young held a forum with the Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes last week in Juneau. The congressman fielded questions from tribe members on issues affecting Alaska Natives. Several audience members spoke in support of efforts to expand tribal self-governance. Sea Alaska board member Jackie Peda said inconsistencies in what laws apply to Alaska Natives is a problem.
We support using the ISTA, the Indian Self-Determination Act definition, because it doesn't exclude one group or another and certainly doesn't exclude Alaska.
The crowd recognized Young's previous work to expand Native self-governance, and he resolved to continue that effort. Harriet Brulette of the Chilkoot Indian Association brought up the issue of transportation funding. Right now, the federal government funds tribes based on road miles. This leaves a funding gap for Southeast Alaskan tribal communities that rely on the ferry. Young was supportive of challenging that.
I like the idea of the ferry systems included. Why not?
Young was also asked about his feelings on the National Rifle Association in the wake of mass shootings across the country. Young is an NRA board member, and he said he doesn't think guns are the problem.
Is it the parents? Is it the phone? Is it the constant exposure to violence with no repercussions at all? I don't know. I can't solve it. But the gun itself, to me, the Second Amendment is still the most important amendment of all the amendments.
Audience members also brought up the issue of drugs in Native communities. Young described how drug addiction has affected his family. He shared an anecdote about his granddaughter, who relapsed several times.
Within 2 weeks or 3 weeks, she falls back to those that she ran with before. And that just drives me crazy. The dealer is the one I want to eliminate. I can't do it legally, but that's the one I want to eliminate.
Young said that personal responsibility as well as support services like halfway houses have a role to play in keeping people clean. For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins. Thanks for joining us tonight.